Blog Talk Radio.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. That's French, right?
No, it's Spanish.
I know, it's Spanish. Feliz Navidad. All right, so tonight we'll be talking about, you know, anything related to Christmas. We'll be talking about Christmas movies, Christmas TV specials, Christmas gifts that we want.
Sure.
I'll play a couple of Christmas songs. You know, anything related to Christmas we'll talk about tonight, you know.
Special
and,
Christmas episodes.
Yeah, and if you mother effers want to call in and chip in, if anything you want to say, you can call me here. You know my number. What is my number anyway? 646-721-9904. So call in if you like. So Will, Christmas is almost here. It's next week.
That's right.
And is there any gifts that you'd want right now? I mean, I know you're looking to get, you know, you want some video games for Christmas.
Right.
There's some games out there right now, like Call of Duty 3. You know, that's a really good one. The Batman game, I know you have, but, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to play it, so I'd want that for Christmas. But is there anything else that you'd want for Christmas besides the obvious?
Well, yeah, I mean, usually it's like I usually have something that I really, really want. This year, I mean, there's some stuff I'm thinking about, you know, maybe, you know, that Stone Cold DVD or that King of the Ring one.
Right.
I was thinking of maybe that Back to the Future one or the NBA 2K12, maybe.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
But this year,
that King Ring DVD looks really good.
Yeah. Hopefully, if you know, it sells good, maybe they'll make them want to, you know, release the complete anthology, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah.
They still haven't released Survivor Series 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Survivor Series 3, Volume 3 is the one I really want. Because it got 90, it has 97, you know, of course, you know, Macho Screwjob, 98, that tournament, you know, that Rock won, the 2000, you know, the Alliance versus WWE. That's the one I would really would want them to release, but,
right,
you know.
So that's what you would want for Christmas.
But that ain't coming out. It might never come out.
Right.
And, of course, you know, me and you want Spider-Man to come out on DVD, but...
Oh, yeah, we're waiting for that to come out. That's been... that might take a century, you know.
That thing might come out when we have, you know, grandkids.
When we're dead, probably.
probably the day after we both die, they'll really... that's exactly what...
Like, damn, I could live one more day for that.
Probably the same day all my teams win a championship too.
What I'm looking for Christmas to get. I mean, I want a Kindle. I wanted a Kindle for a few years now, and I have a good feeling Santa's gonna bring it to me this year.
You've behaved. You've been a good. You've been a good guy this year. So.
Well, it depends on what you mean by good guy. I've done some naughty stuff this year.
Yeah, but you behave for the most part, you know.
Yeah.
You left some cookies for Santa, so he'll forgive you.
Yeah, I didn't kill anyone this year, so.
Yeah, you. That's progress.
But yeah, I've been good. I hope I get a Kindle. I want a lot of money. I wish I could have a helicopter, but that's not gonna happen, because. And I'm tired of riding a damn train in the morning. Tired. I'm tired of all the freaking people clogging up the train and the stinky subway, man. I wish I could have my own helicopter to fly to work in the morning.
I tell you, yeah. I'm not mad at you.
And what else do I want? A foursome.
A what?
A foursome.
Oh, that.
Yeah, three girls? Yeah, shit. I don't want that for Christmas.
I don't know if Santa could bring you that, you know, in a, you know, under, you know, down the chimney.
Well, if he doesn't bring it, then Santa's not real. If he doesn't bring me those, then I don't believe in him.
So how would you feel if you woke, you know, Christmas morning, you know, you put on the Knick game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go near the stocking and you got what you wanted. Then how would you feel?
Man, I'll be super excited, man. Super excited, butt naked and all.
So,
ready to go at it with those girls.
Santa, you wrote a list. What would you want, specifically? What would you say?
Santa, I just want to have a foursome with, you know, three hot girls.
And what about if you actually didn't name them?
Man, if I could name three hot... Do they have to be celebrities? I could name three celebrities right now and want to bang the crap out of.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Megan Fox, Scarlett Johansson.
That's two.
Kim Kardashian.
That is true. I have Santa on the other line, by the way, so.
That's
if
three.
You behave more, if you behave more quickly, you might get those gifts. Maybe.
I bet a mother effer I'll freaking come down to the North Pole and hunt you down.
I gotta go. Someone's on the other line.
That was Santa Claus, everybody. Give him a round of applause.
That fat bastard better bring meals to get three girls. Fat cookie eating mother effer. But that's what I want. That's what I want for Christmas. But I'll settle for the Kindle. That's all I could get. I've been wanting a Kindle for a few years now, so I hope I get that.
I hope you get that.
Yeah. And, you know, is it me or, like, when you're watching television, do you notice there's not that many Christmas specials on TV like there used to be?
Yep.
Am I the only, I mean, like, remember back in the day how, like, every TV show had a Christmas special?
Yeah, for real.
You know, it's like, but nowadays.
You know why? Because, you know, they're trying to be politically correct, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they feel, you know, they can't have a Christmas episode. They got to be inclusive. They got to have everybody,
right.
You know. They got to do one for everybody, or they won't do it at all.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. It doesn't feel like TV has to put people in a Christmas mood, man.
Yeah.
They have more damn Christmas specials, damn it.
Exactly. You have to go out of your way to try to find one.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, like, the Cosby Show had Christmas special, Full House, Family Matters, Saved by the Bell. Remember that Saved by the Bell Christmas special where they helped
homeless dude and his daughter? You reminded me of that one. Probably was last year when you told me about that.
Yeah. You know, Zach started liking that girl, and then he found out her father was homeless. They were both homeless. They were living in the mall or in their car or something like that, I think.
Yeah, I think it was in their car, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they were living in the car, but she was working at the mall.
Right, right.
You know, and trying to help out her father, you know. But, yeah, like, specials like that, Christmas specials like that, you know, they don't have any more.
Yeah, man.
I want to see that stuff.
Other than video games, man, I mean, all the other mediums, the quality's kind of went down. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, Christmas movies, like, there's not that really great Christmas movies anymore.
The only closest thing to that is the New Year's Eve, and that has like, every celebrity known to man.
I know, they do that nowadays with all these freaking holiday films.
Valentine's Day and all this stuff. I mean, you know what I mean? Having, like, maybe 5 to 10 celebrities is fine.
Yeah.
But when the whole movie is with celebrities, you can't take it seriously.
Nope. You can't.
Are you supposed to take Ashton Kutcher serious playing as Bob and he's dating, I don't know, Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
You're not going to take the story seriously. You're going to be like, oh, wait, that's just, you know.
It's a bunch of bull
Ashton
crap.
Kutcher kissing with Sofia Vergara. You're not going to take this movie seriously.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have good Christmas movies like they had back in, like, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle on 34th Street. And the one that they give, the movie that they give every year on TBS.
The Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. I love that. Or even the first Home Alone. Home Alone.
Is that what you said?
Home Alone, number one.
Oh, yes, Home Alone, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Home Alone 2. For that matter.
Yeah. Give me some good Christmas movies, damn it, or I will riot. There's been even some great Christmas porn movies.
I haven't heard of that, but I'm pretty sure that.
Oh, you need to go on YouPorn, my friend. To check that out. There's some good ones. Ron Jeremy as Santa Claus, the best.
I'll skip that one.
Yeah, with that, let me go to break. I'm going to play a Christmas song here. I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm going to play Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. This is one of the best Christmas songs you'll ever hear.
Yeah, it is.
The moon is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Feelings here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Wonderful Christmas time. Doesn't it put you in a Christmas mood, the Christmas spirit?
Definitely does.
Love that. All right, we'll get back to the Christmas in a moment. I just want to change the topic here. There's this new fascination going on right now. T-bowing, I think it's called.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right. People and kids, they're bowing down and paying homage to Tim Tebow by getting down on their knees and praying or doing that pose that Tim Tebow does in the end zone. And it's called Tebowing now.
Yep.
You know, after Tim Tebow, after his last name. And
even that Olympics skier or snowboarder, Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
You heard her.
Yeah.
She recently divorced. There's rumors that, you know, she might be dating Tebow. Because they saw her you know, on a, I don't know if she was on Twitter or whatnot. She or, or there was a photo of her pretty much T-bowling. So,
God is good. Amen to that, man. This guy, he's 7-1 right now. He's leading the right now. The Denver Broncos are in first place. And, you know, this guy is like, he has God on his shoulders guiding him. He's a devout Christian, you know, and he puts his faith out there, you know. He's not afraid to, you know, pray in front of a public audience. I mean, I kind of respect that, you know, that he's, like, forthcoming and, you know, he's not afraid to be, you know, religious, not afraid to, you know, show his religious faith with everybody. I do kind of respect that. But, what I don't get is that all these people who are trying to copy him and, like, make, I don't know, they're kind of mocking his pose.
Yeah.
Because what he does is actually, you know, based on his faith, and he's doing it seriously, but these people who are mocking what he's doing, they're not taking it serious. They think it's a joke. And,
yeah, like that. Daniel Tosh is doing that, too.
Yeah, you know, and you had, this past week, there were, like, 4 students at a high school in Long Island, New York. They were suspended after they tried to pay homage to Team Tebow by getting other students to clog up the hallway and do the Tebow pose. And they got suspended for one day because of that. And, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, you can't be, like, mocking it. You know, you can't be doing stupidity like that, you know.
Yeah.
The guy, he's being serious when he does that.
Yep.
And he's praying, you know. So if you're going to do something like that, make sure you do it in a serious, you know, after something serious or something, something that's worth praying for or worth T-bowing for, you know.
Right. Do it in moderation.
Yeah.
And do it when
doing
it
for
when
fun,
it
doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You're just being a poser, literally.
I mean, like, this past week I had sex, and I T-bowed after the sex. So that's for something serious right there. Okay. That's something that's worth T-bowing for. But making other kids T-bow in the hallway, that's unnecessary. That's just my 2 cents, you know. So,
oh man,
it is what it is. Anyway, on the news, I guess you heard this because I texted you. Kobe Bryant and his wife, they're gonna divorce now.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I guess she's had enough. So she's funny. I thought she should have divorced him years ago when he cheated on her. So.
Yeah, I guess she wanted to take money. Maybe she wanted to collect more of the money. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or he cheated on her again. I don't know.
I don't know. It could be. You know, with these celebrities, you know, they never learn their lesson. But,
yep.
She's hot, man. She's, you know, she kind of, she looks like different. She looks kind of like Kim Kardashian sometimes. Sometimes she looks like, what's that, girl that's married to Nick Lachey, Vanessa.
Oh yeah, Vanessa Milano.
Yeah,
oh yeah, they
looks
both
like her.
Vanessa too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But hey, Kobe deserved it, so you know, the guy's a cheater.
Yep.
And he's an LA Laker, so
maybe if he really did keep ball and instead of doing all those girls, he would have still been with her.
But, you know, he's a celebrity with millions of dollars, so I'm sure he could find another girl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably did already.
Yeah, it's not that hard. He could walk into a restaurant and have girls, you know, wanting to marry him, so.
Hopefully he won't go back to Denver.
Better not. Yeah, so that's the news. And oh, yeah, one more. Oh, there's one more thing. There were a couple other things. Oh yeah, Howard Stern. You heard about that, right?
Oh yeah, he's the new judge for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, because Piers Morgan left last year, so Howard Stern is going to be the new judge, and I think this is going to bring, you know, new viewers to that show, and it's
definitely
probably going to make one of the most watched shows in the summertime.
Definitely.
Yeah, because Howard Stern, he's opinionated. You know, he's edgy. He's funny. But I think he's going to take this job seriously. But he's going to tell the truth. I mean, if an act sucks, or if you can't sing or dance or do something that he doesn't like, he's going to tell you. He has balls.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be worth watching. You know, I watched that show occasionally. You know, I wasn't a big, follower of it. But now that Howard Stern is, I'll probably watch every episode now in the summer.
I used to watch it a little bit years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it probably in like at least 2 years or so.
Right. I think it's gonna be a good show with Howard on now.
Yeah, people are definitely gonna be interested to see, you know, how is he gonna mesh with Howie Mandel and Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. It's gonna be good. Tune into that. And Lindsay Lohan's Playboy spread, I guess, was released this week or this upcoming week, I think
something like that.
I don't know who would want to buy it, since the pictures are online anyway. You could just go online and see them. I mean, she looks good in the pictures I've seen. You know, nice titties, like I said, you know, last week or the week before. Good body, you know, has a good body on her, but she still looks old. She still looks like she's 20 years older. I don't know, all that tanning and all
tanning and drugs and alcohol and
yeah,
you know.
It's like freaking ravishing her skin.
Yeah,
man, I remember when she Mean Girls, man, that was her hottest.
Yep.
She's not gonna get any hotter than that anymore, and that's messed up because you would think she would get even hotter after that. She's not going to get any hotter than she was in Mean Girls.
Yeah. And what was that, like 6 years ago?
Yeah. It's messed up, but that's what you do.
Time flies, especially when you're, you know, doing drugs and all those stuff.
Yeah, and eating vagina and all the other stuff she's done.
That.
All right, well, we got to wrap up the show. Any last thoughts on this upcoming Christmas and the holiday and the new year?
You know, folks, I hope you guys enjoy your, your Christmas vacation. And feel free to check out tomorrow's episode of Sports Red Religion at 6 p.m.
Okay. So, guys, I'll see you next week. Actually, I'll see you next Friday. I'm going to have a special show on Friday with Watson. He's going to be singing some Christmas songs this Friday.
That should be interesting.
So that's going to be a special. That's going to be very interesting. So tune into that. And, I'll see you in 2 weeks. So from me, I'm Mac. I'm Corley Matthew. And my co-host, Willie Boy, William Rameau. I'll see you next week. And I'm going to leave you with George Michael's song, Christmas song, Last Christmas. And it's also dedicated to all you ladies out there.